AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A pair of Senate runoff elections are set for tomorrow in Georgia. There have already been more than 3 million early votes cast. President-elect Joe Biden in Atlanta for Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock.
The power is literally in your hands. Unlike any time in my career, one state can chart the course, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation.
The pair face incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Supporters of President Trump will rally with him in Dalton, Georgia this evening. Jim DiGiorgio says even though he's voting tomorrow, he mistrusts the election system.
It sounds overdramatic to say that everything's on the line, but it is. You know, with the numbers being as close as they are, I don't have 100% confidence that the results tomorrow are going to be accurate. In fact, we shouldn't even be having perhaps this vote if the election on November 3rd was held properly.
The runoffs were ordered because none of the four remaining candidates had more than 50% of the vote. On Wednesday, Congress will confirm the Electoral College vote for Biden. Trump supporters said they'll be in the streets of D.C.
With pro-Trump rallies planned in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday and Wednesday, the nation's capital has mobilized the National Guard. According to a defense official, some 340 D.C. National Guard members will be activated and about 115 will be on duty at any given time. The defense official says the Guard troops will be used to set up traffic control points and to stand with Metro police officers at subway stops. The protests are timed to take place just before and on the day of Wednesday's congressional vote that's expected to certify the Electoral College results. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Tanya Roberts, who captivated James Bond in A View to a Kill and later played Midge Pinciotti in the sitcom That 70s Show, is hospitalized after falling at her home. Her publicist mistakenly reported her dead earlier today. This is AP News. The Census Bureau delays again its final population counts that will determine how many congressional seats each state will have and how much federal money they'll get. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
A Justice Department attorney representing the Census Bureau in a lawsuit filed by community advocates says the Bureau's found new irregularities in the headcount data and won't have it ready until mid-February. The numbers were supposed to be in by the end of December to determine congressional seat allocations and the distribution of $1.5 trillion in annual federal spending. If the apportionment numbers are not completed before Joe Biden is sworn in, it will likely negate President Trump's efforts to exclude all the people in the U.S. illegally. The lawsuit was filed to help ensure minority and migrant populations were fully counted. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.